Today I'm going to read verses 12 and 13 from the second chapter of the book of James. So speak you, and so do, as that they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that has shown no mercy, and mercy rejoiced against the judgment. Verse 12 tells us that we will be judged by the law of liberty. Both words and actions shall be taken into account. So it therefore behooves men to observe what they say and what they do. For both sinful words and sinful works are transgressions of the law, and will be brought to judgment, every idle word, as well as every evil work, both open and secret, will be brought before the judgment. Wherefore, we should always be careful how we behave. And in concluding this part, James returns to the warnings to watch against an ungodly tongue. Then in verse 13, James says, "For he shall have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment." Did you hear what James said? He shall be judged without mercy who has shown no mercy. Jesus wants us to be merciful. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus told his listeners that God was kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Therefore, he says, be merciful, as your Father also is merciful. And then I read in Lamentations chapter 3, where it tells us that it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. Psalms 145 and verse 9 tells us, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all of his works. Colossians 3 and 12, Paul tells us, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-sufferings. Mercy is high on the list of God's priorities. Did you know that the word mercy is found 261 times in the Bible? In the Old Testament, mercy is found 208 times. Can you believe that? And then the mercies of God, the plural, is found 44 times in the Bible. I've heard people say that God in the Old Testament is a God that's harsh, a God of tough love. What does that even mean? They say that only because they don't know what the Bible says. I would challenge you to read the Bible for yourself. And if you do, you'll find out during the Old Testament times that the people not only lived under the law, but above all and beyond all, they lived under God's mercy. It was God's mercy that rescued them time and time again from their backsliding. God's mercy is the thread that weaves itself through the Old and the New Testament. Psalms 25 and 6 tells us, remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Let your tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, the writer says in Psalms 119, for your law is my delight. He shall have judgment without mercy, strict judgment, and no mercy shown him that has shown no mercy to the poor brothers and distressed members of Christ, but has shown respect to persons, to the hurt of the poor, and has despised and oppressed them, instead of relieving and comforting them. So like the rich man that neglected Lazarus at his gate, is refused a drop of water to cool his parching tongue. And the servant that cruelly insisted on his fellow servant paying him all that he owed, justly incurred the wrath of the king. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.